Republicans still control the Senate in 2021. And while she never mentioned her rivals by name, it was clear that Ms. Warren is building a case for why Democrats should reject Mr. Biden's consensus-oriented politics. For the most part, though, the contenders trumpeted their own proposals and resumes while training their fire on Mr. Trump and Republican economic policies, which they said were favoring the wealthy. He says wind turbines cause cancer. We know they cause jobs, Mr. Inslee said. The debate came at a moment when party activists were unified on the urgency of ejecting Mr. Trump from the White House, but deeply divided over the best approach. Dating to the day after Mr. Trump's inauguration, when millions of women marched in American cities, Democratic contempt for the president has produced a supercharged liberal activism. And it's prompted a new level of engagement, culminating in last year's elections, which saw the largest turnout for a midterm campaign in a half century. This energy has carried over into 2019, as many of the Democratic hopefuls have attracted unusually large crowds at early rallies and forums, large numbers of small-dollar donors, and hundreds of volunteers who are already following every dip and rise in the race. And for many of the party's primary voters, the back-to-back debates represented their first extended look at the Democrats' historically large and diverse field. So far, the race has been chiefly defined by a central question. Should the Democrats rally behind Mr. Biden, a moderate who is the field's best-known candidate, or should they find a more progressive alternative? While Mr. Biden has proved to be resilient in the polls since entering the race in April, he is a fragile frontrunner and has already seen his advantage ebb in Iowa and New Hampshire. Mr. Sanders has retained much of the grassroots and financial network that powered him to unexpected success in the 2016 Democratic race, but he has struggled to expand his appeal beyond his committed supporters. That is in part because the party's left flank now has a wealth of alternatives, including Ms. Warren, who has recently surged in a number of surveys after months of laying out a series of ambitious policy proposals.